Newsprint, a podcast about print news. What's up, nerds?
Hi, nerds.
Hi, nerds.
We're both holding some massive microphones right now that look like ice cream cones.
Yeah, and magic wands.
And also the magic wand. I did do a demonstration for Cammie. I'm just kidding.
Edie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, just live, laugh, loving. You know what I thought of the other day? Because I was stressed out at work. I was like, live, laugh, loathe.
And now ooh, that's my new thing. Yeah. You gotta put that in some Chuggy font.
Yeah, yeah. Chugs. That's funny as hell. On my way over, I was like, I should ask Edie what music she's listening to this day. Or this day.
This day?
These days.
These days?
Jesus. Yeah. What are you listening to?
Let's look at my Spotify.
Yeah. What's like capturing your heart and snaring your mind?
Well, I did a collaborative album or playlist with my friend Betty.
Betty.
Yeah, Betty. Some country-ish music.
Yeah.
Like some alt country.
Yeah.
So I listen to that every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And the Scarlet album by Doja Cat.
Oh, cool.
On there. Indigo D'Souza. Do you know them?
No.
No. They're boys. It's like it's a single, but some playlists. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I got back into Neon Indian. Did you ever listen to them?
No.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
It used to be like my running music.
Oh, we should do another Newsprint pod playlist with the listeners.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
When did we do that?
It was like holiday adjacent, like last year, not this past Christmas, but the year before, I think. I just put together a collaborative playlist.
And yeah.
People submitted stuff and then.
Yeah, let's do that again. Should there be a theme other
put
than.
It on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I remember to do that. A theme.
Other than just stuff you listen to in the print shop.
Yeah, what about, like, since we're going into summer, something that makes you feel good in the summertime?
Oh, I like
whether
that.
Whether it be, like, booty popping or, like, long road trips.
Yes, I love this. It could get chaotic, and I like it.
Cool, so that's the theme.
Let's do that, please, because I still have 8 weeks of school left, which I'm bummed about. But
barf, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got three, but I work through the summer.
Okay, I won't complain too much.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, let's do a playlist.
Let's do a playlist. I've been entranced and ensnared by Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter.
Bitch, I have not even listened to it.
That is so crazy.
I am a contrarian a lot, and everybody's like, you gotta watch this or listen to that, I'm like, I'm not gonna.
I do that a lot, too, and I think I just saw her, like, promo shit and was like, I know I'm into this already.
Yeah, I love country. I like Beyonce. I love Beyonce. Sorry, I didn't mean to say like.
The beehive's coming.
Oh, my God. I think I've also just heard that this ain't Texas on.
Sure.
Reels too much that I'm
I know. Reels will really murder a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also really been listening to Idols a lot. Do you know them?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Oh my God. OMG. They say they're hard rock for softies, which is me.
That sounds like tweepop.
It's, I think you would really like it. So it's really like, almost punk music, but with like, so one of their albums is called Joy as an Act of Resistance.
Uh-huh.
So it's really like punk, but like, I wrote you a love song because you're so lovable.
Oh,
like
I love this. Oh, okay. I'm in. Okay.
And the other day I was like, why do I resonate with this music so hard? And then I read about the lead singer who is named Joe. And he's just gone through, like, crazy trauma his whole life, but still decides to be, like, love is the thing. Literally one of their titles. and then I was like, oh, that's what I do with my prints. That's the same thing. So anyway.
There's some rage. There's some love.
There's some, I'm going to point to all of the bad stuff I've been through and I'm seeing, but here's I'm also still here. Some joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. What are they called again?
Idols.
Idols. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to listen tonight.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yes. They're also like kind of queer and silly, but they also are
so
like
many things I love here.
British tough boys at the same time. It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say it was British. I would have been in.
Oh, well. I'm waggling my eyebrows.
Waggling?
Yeah. Yeah, you should look at a picture of them.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I always tell Ryan that he and the front man Joe look like they could be like brothers or cousins or something. Oh. If one was British.
Cute.
Anyway. Yeah, let's make a group playlist.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, yeah. What else?
Neither of us went to SGC. And
NAR.
You know, I want to do a tangent real quick. That NAR, mm-hmm. in my comics class, mm-hmm. when I was showing students outlines and, like, figuring out the shape of a narrative box, I write NAR for narrative without putting the word in there.
And, they were like,
and then students were like, NAR. Just clung to it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cute.
Yeah. No SGC. Mm-mm. Seemed like a good time. I mean, the conferences always have like a mix for me of exhaustion and good times.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
travel is exhausting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anyway. Did you have FOMO?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? I mean, just wanted to see people.
Yeah. Truly. That was the real thing is... So many premieres I love went, and I just wanted to hang out with the pals.
Yeah.
MAPC in Manhattan.
Yep, going to that for sure-sies.
Oh, yeah. And there is a regional airport in Manhattan.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. I haven't looked into travel yet.
I just barely did. Anyway.
I also feel now... a strong conviction to do the wrestling or apply for the wrestling thing for the next Rumpa.
Yeah.
I was talking with Zainab.
Yeah.
Zainab's really into wrestling.
Okay. They're trying to get in on it.
They had some great ideas. Okay. Anyway, I also just feel like now that it has happened and we have video of and photos of what it is, people will understand beforehand. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Because now we can apply with that and it'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Well, anyway. I'm still on board, so that's that.
But anyway, we asked some people on Instagram what their favorite thing was at the conference.
Cute. Yeah.
Do you want to say these or do you want me to say these?
We can popcorn.
That's popcorn.
If you want.
Okay.
You go first.
How do you pronounce Sam's last name? You should have gone first.
Aura.
Oh, no, I put you on the spot. You work with him.
I'm cutting this out. Embarrassing. he's literally my work study student, and I've asked him this before.
Okay. I'll just do it. I'll butcher it.
Okay.
Sam Oros. I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong. I've met you a billion times and know you from Minnesota. Sorry. you could just say my name. Say both of my names wrong. It's great.
Eddie Overflurf.
Overture, yeah.
Overture.
Sam said the John Lee Japanese Baren making demo.
Baren.
That's how I've heard it pronounced. Sam said it demonstrated the OG, original gangster way of making a Japanese Baren from glue materials and techniques from the Okagawa to the inner coil. Sam said it was so great to see the labor that goes into making such a seemingly simple tool.
It's true. He came back to school and was like, let me tell you about this shit. And he was like, barons are actually $1,500. And I was like,
excuse
what?
Me?
And they take 6 months to make. And I was like, what? The like really nice barons.
I did not know this.
And the like inside stiff bit is layers and layers and layers of paper that's all been glued together. It's like, it was a crazy process that.
I'm also a heathen and just use a spoon.
Oh, yeah. Like, no offense, but I'm not going to spend that much money on a baron.
I mean, if you don't have to have a press,
yeah.
I guess worth it to have a really nice one. It's going to save your body.
Or you could save that money and buy a press.
Space camp. Okay, go on. You do.
Okay. Annie, do we think? Annie?
I think it's Annie.
Okay. Annie Vulcan. They said, learning new things, hanging out with print friends, and connecting with new ones. We love.
Love it. Zach Clark said that he loved that they flipped the schedule and held open portfolios on the first day instead of the last day, the first, like, full day. Yeah, I think that would
That's
be great.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that the original reason for doing that was to keep the students there so that they didn't just, like, you know, peace out and not go to panels and stuff. But it does suck to have it on the last day and you're like exhausted already trying to talk to people, meet new people. Yeah. And then you meet these people and then you don't see them again. Whereas if you meet them on the first day.
That's true. Then you can see them around and freak out.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Damn. I'm having FOMO in this moment.
Oh no.
I love all my print cuties. Anyway. Kristen Surratt said that she got to see people she hadn't seen in a decade and had an unofficial 10-year Tamarind reunion.
That's cute.
That is cute. Kristen just moved homes and is going to start that residency, I think. I saw her post on Instagram about it.
I thought that was in Arizona still.
She's in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Still, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she signed. They're buying a place, yeah.
I think she posted on Instagram about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. As long as
is this gonna go back in? We just sound really weird. Kristen, you're starting a residency. Maybe I don't know if that part's a secret.
Well, I don't think so, because what she said on her Insta post was like, "Look at this room. Wouldn't it be a beautiful residency that you could come and live in this room and print in this room, and it's beautiful?"
Okay, maybe I'll just text her after this and be like, "It's not a secret, right?"
Yeah,
I just wanna make sure.
Cool.
Okay, we're.
We're just out here spilling people's tea.
Our sweet baby Ruben said that it's such a constant treat to turn the corner and there is someone that you know right there.
Cute.
And he said it was much more chill overall. And I'm curious what contributed to that. I mean, I'm sure everybody had different experiences, but I'm just curious what made it more chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Providence is not that big of a place. Like, I know the San Francisco one was great, but felt overwhelming because travel was tough. I mean,
getting around in San Francisco is a wild time.
Yeah.
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 The photos of Providence looked very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did hear that, like, RISD was way less involved than I thought they were going to be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just a note.
Here, hot goth.
The goth.
Yeah.
OMG, the Reed Zine Fest. I didn't go, but it looked really fun.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
How was it?
It was great. I did.
I did.
Felt a bit overwhelmed at a certain point.
Mm.
I went with Daniel, but we took a snack break.
Got it.
And oh my God, because I mean, it was in their auditorium space.
Yeah.
It could have been more overwhelming, I will say, as far as those kinds of events go.
Yeah.
Bought some things. There was one zine, I should show it to you before you leave today.
Please.
That is about, damn, this is vulnerable, abuse, neglect, childhood, and...
Things we know about. Crazy.
Yeah, and it says, hold on to my anger, and I started to read it, and I started to feel myself choke up and almost cry, so
damn,
I was like, I'm just going to buy this and cry at home later.
Yeah. I'm just going to put a pin in this crying.
Yeah.
And I'll circle back.
And I did. And then I bought another one that I haven't even cracked open yet that is about, it's a compilation of different writings about moving, and I have moved...
Oh. Yeah, you've moved about 23 times. That's crazy.
So I still haven't read that, but
23 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was great. And I saw the folks from the Secret Room.
Yeah, Secret Room Press. Cute.
Yeah.
Ugh. Love them.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I think I'm gonna apply to the PDX zine fair.
Cool. I just saw something about that.
It's on our copy, girl. We're going to talk about it in a minute.
LOL. I saw something on Instagram about it, and I was like, hold on.
Yeah. You want to do it?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I have about 1.5 scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One and a half.
I'll come visit you, but I made a zine of like scans of my sketchbook pages. That was cool, and I liked how that turned out. And then I made a little zine about what femme people carry with them to keep them safe. Right.
Yeah, I like that one. I think I have one of those.
And I kind of want to redo that one. And then I've been thinking about making a zine that's about all of the places around the world where I've barfed due to anxiety. When I get anxiety, I barf.
Oh, no.
I've done it all over the world. So I've been kind of just thinking about that.
A humble brag. Yeah.
Yeah. So just, you know, Mexico, France, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, great.
But I'll come visit you. I don't have enough scenes for a table.
I think it's in September. I have to look at that again. It's on my Rainbow of Hell. Cammy just got a little look-see at my Google calendar.
I just saw Edie's Google calendar, and it is tough. It's just very, it's like well-organized.
It's color-coded.
Yeah. But like, y'all, she is doing a million things.
I mean, but I also put shit in there like, what days to do the litter boxes.
Oh, okay. Okay. And well, like, good reminders.
Reminders, because if I write something down on a piece of paper to remember, I'm not going to remember. But if Google Calendar sends me a little ping that's like, hey, you're supposed to do this in 10 minutes.
Perfect.
I'll remember.
Love. Yeah. There's also Google Tasks, which is what
Don't give me another one. Oh, my God.
It's just like the reminder app on your phone.
Is it like a Google Notes app? But sends?
It is just where I keep my to-do list.
We're not sponsored by Google, by the way.
No, we should be, though.
Yeah.
And then it'll just, like, self-populate onto your Google calendar as well.
Oh, okay.
It seems like kind of the same thing.
But yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
Love a to-do list.
Yeah. Speaking of to-do, what's happening this summer?
What are you doing this summer, Edie?
Going to Illinois and Minneapolis, one trip.
Yes.
Going to...
Oh, because you're going to see Nick.
Illinois. That's the second trip. So my dad's turning 80, and he's we're having a party for him. So that's the August trip, and then I made it a little longer so I can go down to Nashville. And it's just this project with Nick, we decided we just need to physically be in the same space to finish some stuff because we just keep going, wait, what were we doing? Because we'll talk about it like every 2 months or something and then kind of have homework and then we both get busy. But
totally.
He's getting done with school now soon and I'll be done or start to like, it's this time of school year, it's nice that I don't have to then think about the next quarter because I've had to wind down a quarter and think about the next one 2 times already. So it's nice to just go, oh, I don't have to do that demo again until fall.
Yeah.
So my brain space frees up a little bit.
Yeah.
In probably like a month.
That's nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some planter boxes in the back.
Cool. I want to say one thing before we move on from your collaboration with Nick. I am now taking applications for somebody to be my Nick.
Oh!
I want a collaborator, so please apply within. Like, Edie and Nick have a cute thing going on, and I want that too. So I'm so fucking for real.
It's really fun to do. Okay, so somebody that maybe lives, could either live here or live somewhere that you can get to frequently, because like, it's just convenient that when I go to Illinois, it's maybe a 3-hour drive.
Perf.
Down to Nashville. Yeah. Did he come? He's not been here to do anything. I think we've just done it there or by mail. I have different projects to do in the from the mail. Buddy, could you, Oscar? Okay.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Going to toot on me.
Anyway, someone wants to be my Nick. I want what Edie has.
It didn't start with that intention.
What did it start with?
We went to UGA.
Yeah.
And we're doing, who invited us? Ry McCullough invited us to do kind of a shared visiting artist thing.
Yeah.
So then we were like, oh shit, how do we collaborate?
Yeah.
What do we both like?
Colors.
Oh, well, we started with both of us really love Kurt Vonnegut. Cool. And our shared love book was Galapagos.
Oh.
So we did a series of prints based off of that.
Cool.
And then one really cool thing, I'll have to find that book for you eventually. Nick took a couple of pieces from that series, and then the Vonnegut Museum had a celebration of what would have been Kurt Vonnegut's birthday and did a journal. So they took like writings and all these things.
Hell yeah.
And we got a piece in that.
That's cool.
Which is funny because there's like a silly drawing from Maria Bamford.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is? The comedian? Okay.
Nar.
It's, or maybe it was Amy Sedaris. It was Amy Sedaris.
Oh, love Amy.
Sorry.
Sedaris.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's terrible. I got those two confused. Anyway, so it didn't start out that way. It was just like, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have like set parameters, or is it like, I want to do this thing with you, and then you start doing it together?
Well, at this point, we've done multiple things. So we're like, well, what haven't we done yet? Like, what's the format? Or I guess it's kind of like how I start. Sometimes it's the format. Like, do we want to make a book? Do we want to make a series of prints?
Yeah.
What do we want to make it about? And this time it's about kind of a shared interest in, because we both moved a lot, a shared interest in spaces and like feelings about those spaces. Mm-hmm. Like, and we're approaching it differently. Like, I did writings about my favorite great aunt's house and how I can still like visualize every little bit of that place and the smells. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing writing first. And then often we're doing drawings, but this one kind of morphed into using some photography.
Cool.
And Nick has a Riza Graph, and he's getting really fucking good at doing some wickedly cool stuff with Rizzo. So we're going to do something with that and make some sort of book. But cool. I think sometimes it's the format, sometimes it's the content.
Yeah.
And like with that one, I'm pointing to my wall for those of you that can't actually see us.
Just fucking nobody. We don't do video.
We decided, so Nick says he's not a drawer. You're a fucking drawer, dude. Just.
Yeah.
And I was less comfortable with writing at the time. So we made each other do the uncomfortable things. So.
He did that propped up house?
I did. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of a different one.
Oh.
Sorry. What did we do there? Fuck, Nick, I can't remember. Now I'm spacing out. We did writings first on that one, I think. I'm thinking of a book project that's in one of my flat files where I would draw a block and then we'd flip-flop them. So I'd draw it, he'd carve it. He'd draw one, I'd carve it.
That's cool.
And then I think he printed a little bit with the blocks and then shipped them to me, and we flip-flopped those. And then we each made a book out of those parts that were very different, and then shipped them to each other so we could look at them.
Yeah, seriously, if someone wants to be my Nick, I want to do this. Okay, that sounds really
good. Do it.
Damn. Somebody send me a DM. Okay. Okay, cool. So you're going to do more stuff with Nick this time.
I'm going to do more stuff with Nick. I want to
planter boxes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do have some things I can talk about.
Yeah. What you going to do?
I last summer, myself and some pals got together every Sunday and did ceramics together.
Oh, yeah.
I am like trying to make sure we're gonna do that again.
Okay, cool.
So that was so fun. And then I want to pick the banjo up again.
Yeah.
Because I've been slowly teaching myself the banjo.
Yeah.
And then I have been once again trying to become a bad bitch cyclist, and I've been learning how to do clipless pedals, and oh my God. Last weekend I went for a 13-mile bike ride.
Damn!
And of course, at the end, I was, like, tired and was going through an intersection, got confused that a car had a stop sign and I didn't. Couldn't unclip fast enough. Fell.
Oh, no.
Fell in front of two cool lesbians.
Oh.
The worst.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm so embarrassed right now. I have a fat bruise on my butt.
Oh.
But I will say that when I hit the ground, I was like, well, I'm already down here. So I threw a leg straight up in the air and pointed my toes.
Oh, you
did? I said, if I'm going to be down here, I'm going to be glamorous.
I meant to do that.
I said, pointing my toes. But then the person in the car was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes.
I mean, look at me with my toe up in the air.
But then the cool lesbians walked by and they were like, are you okay? That looked harsh. And I was like, fuck, dude. That's rough.
It's like a fine line between someone like recognizing and trying to like make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And then or making it worse.
Yeah. I was like, of all the people to fall in front of, damn. But whenever I threw a little sugar on that fall, you know what I mean?
Point yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to ride my bike and do some yoga and play the banjo and do ceramics.
Love it.
That's what I got.
Great fucking plan.
Great fucking plan. We're also remodeling our adventure vehicle.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So that'll be cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big project.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like building shit, so.
Yeah.
Should we do fun special topics and announcements?
Some newsy things, yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
How you want popcorn? Boop. Who's going first?
I can go. Okay, so congrats to the recipients of the IPCNY 2024 New Voices Program. We've got Ruben. We've got, I guess I should say Ruben's last name, Ruben Castillo. We've got Andrew Gonzalez. We've got Elnaz Giovanni. Naomi Nakazato, mm-hmm. Jonathan Sanchez, Noah, and Kate Van Vliet.
Van Vliet.
Van Vliet.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Congrats.
So that means they'll have a show next year? Or end of this year? I can't remember how that worked. When did Aaron have his Aaron show?
Aaron Coleman.
If you didn't hear that, it was a very, very subtle and kind of sensuous chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
I'd do it on the pot. I'd do it to his face.
Aaron.
Fire printmaker.
Oh my God. And sculptor.
And orchid grower.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
The man does it all.
Run the Jewels Instagram. Is that what it is?
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wait,
he
it's
has
not, that's
a
the band, but what's
golden
the
retriever. It is something, it's like
something
Run
about
the Jewel Orchids, I think.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody's secondary passions. I want to
yeah.
know, if you're a printmaker and you're listening right now,
what's your other hobby?
Tell us your other hobby. Send
is
us
it related
a DM.
At all?
Is it?
Don't need to be.
What's your secondary hobby?
Girl, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, do I have any other ones? I mean, I tried to pick up leather tooling.
That's
I went
true.
With Cammy to
Tandy
the
leather
shop.
Yeah.
And I tried it a little bit. And mm-hmm. I even bought a bunch of tools, which I'm giving to Cammy today. Because I was like, I don't think this is for me. I mean, I do like to do sculpture stuff.
That's true. Yeah, you're a sculptress.
Sculptress. Maybe I'll do some of that this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Baking.
That's fucking true. Hello.
To fucking bake.
Edie is so good at baking. She gave me a fucking banana loaf, dudes. Banana bread at work today, dude. Do you know that video?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll show you. Okay.
I had like at least 8 frozen bananas in my freezer, so I had to make banana bread.
I love to benefit from your frozen bananas.
I like to make jams.
Oh.
I have started to enjoy making cocktails again. I used to bartend and then didn't really do that so much. So now I'm like, this is going to be a weird drink. And sometimes it's real weird and sometimes it's great.
Cool. Love.
often forget to write down what I made. Slowly building up my liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love that secondary hobby.
I think I got reinvigorated when I was in Ohio in Bowling Green. Yeah. And I was, Janet Ballweg is also real into cocktails.
Cool.
And with her friends she doesn't listen to this, so she doesn't care that I tell. with her friends, she'll do these Zoom classes, and she started them during the pandemic. Where you like learn the history of a liquor or a cocktail or whatever, and then get recipes. You get the recipes beforehand so you can go to the liquor store. And of course, with like a lot of cocktails, you got to buy a whole fucking bottle. Yeah, you use like for a quarter ounce per drink.
Of course.
So anyway, when I was there, she asked if I would want to do one of the classes, and it was a rum class, and it was really fun. And I was like, I kind of want to do this again, even if it's just me.
That's cool. I would say also a secondary hobby of yours is cats.
I mean, they do take a lot of time. Oscar is literally on my lap right now.
And you've been on your tattoo collection journey.
Is that a hobby?
I mean, it's collecting art.
It's true.
I think so.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are too.
That's true.
It's body mod. It's like it's affirming.
Yeah. Hell of affirming.
Yeah.
Everybody go get tattoos this summer.
It makes, it's like the
Isn't that slow season for tattoo artists too? Because everybody wants to go outside and go swimming.
So yeah, you better go get it this spring. So.
Well, go get it anytime.
Just don't go swimming.
Help out.
Don't go swimming and wear sunblock.
Wear sunblock.
Do wear sunblock. Yeah, don't go swimming. Really. Yeah. Don't get an infection, though.
Don't do anything weird.
And don't even do it with that Sanoderm shit.
Oh, I fucking hate Sanoderm. Don't get me started.
This is going tangential, and I'm so fine with it. Sanoderm makes my skin mad, and it also, it's just gross to have, like, a bunch of plasma and ink mixed together in, like, a little sack on your skin.
Ew, not a sack.
The wrong word. Wrong word.
It is so heinous to be peeling off essentially tape off of your open wound.
Yeah, that's gross.
I try to do it. I don't get Sanoderm anymore. I straight up refuse because it's horrible. But it's like, I just would try to do it in the shower because that's what they tell you to do.
Because it's supposed to loosen it up.
Yeah. I like need to sit down because I'm going to pass out because it hurts so bad. And then I have like a red ring around the Sanoderm. I don't know.
And then I feel like it's more irritated.
Yeah.
Have you had a tattoo artist call the little pads that they put on them chicken diapers?
Ew.
Because it's the little like
it's meat packing somewhat, shit.
It's meat packing stuff that goes underneath the meat in the styrofoam.
That's so gross.
Chicken diaper.
Chicken diapers. I hate that. Ew. Ew.
I love it.
Chicken diaper. You got any tattoos coming up? We're here. Mm. Let's talk about it.
Oh. Yes. Mollusk. Gonna get just a couple little flash. I'm gonna get actually.
Cute.
It's part of their flash, but these little scissors. I think I feel like it's become like a really common flash thing. The little scissors that are shaped like a stork.
Little sewing scissors.
And then some little flowers. I don't know. Probably on my legs because I'm running out of arm room.
It's true. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when we met each other, neither one of us was like that deeply tattooed.
And yeah.
Now we're like pretty tattooed.
Now we're pretty tattooed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very bummed that this last year, because I had to move and moving expenses, I had to cancel an appointment that I had with Rebecca Morgan, where I was going to get like a full leg basically.
Wait, Rebecca Cameron?
Cameron. Rebecca Morgan is a painter. She's the painter.
That's right.
Who does all the like fun nudie kind of
gotcha.
Hillbilly things?
Yes,
Rebecca Cameron.
I only remember that because she's tattooed me, and Cameron is my government name.
Yes, yes, Cameron.
Yeah.
Someday. The like hand drawn stuff. Yeah.
Beautiful shit.
Yeah. Someday.
It'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Life is expensive.
What about you?
Nope.
No
upcoming appointments. I have been just like, lusting after this tattoo artist's work, and they're in Austria, and I really love what they do, and I want them to do like my torso and my back. Like,
so you're gonna go live in Austria for 6 months?
Well, no, unless somebody wants to be my sugar daddy and my sugar parent. But it's just like simple line work that it's like long stemmed florals that have no shading or anything. So I feel like it'd be pretty easy to just knock that out.
Sure.
And this.
Yeah.
But I just, love. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I should shout out their handle.
Yeah, do it.
Give me one hot second.
Yeah. I've been craving to get some stuff on my back because I don't have very much on the back side of my body.
You got like a little Catherine Polk moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got two on my back. But that's it.
It's just not loading.
Oh, Instagram not cooperating.
That's true.
No. I can talk about the next thing.
Yeah,
while you're looking for that. So there is a special online exhibition curated by Zeynep Saab and Olivia Richardson for the SGCI Online Journal Graphic Impressions, which was kind of defunct for a while. So I'm glad that it's like, not defunct, but just like, it wasn't on my radar for a little bit. But so there's a quote from Zeynep: "The artist chosen really took the theme to heart in thinking about people we have been told to, quote, condemn and push back on that narrative." And I have a bit of a writing from the, an excerpt from the exhibition statement by Zeynep and Olivia. "Artists featured reflect on ideas of displacement, disconnection, the complexity of identity, anti-imperialism, resilience, and most importantly, solidarity. Solidarity with those of the global majority from Turtle Island to Palestine and beyond. Our fights for liberation and are intrinsically connected, I'm sorry. Their struggle is our struggle. Printmaking is rooted in community and revolution. From Martin Luther's 95, why did my brain just stop? From Martin Luther's 95 theses printed on a Gutenberg printing press to Africobra and Just Seeds, print media has played an important role in disseminating information and amplifying suppressed voices.
That's true.
While the selected artists use multiple media, print is an important aspect of their studio practice. Art has the ability to call out, mend, liberate, and memorialize. Individually, we can only speak from our own lived experiences, so let this exhibition act as a reminder that solidarity amongst artists is an active and important tool within our collective practice. Transnational solidarity is the only way to eradicate colonialism, Zionism, white supremacy, and patriarchy on a global scale." I love that sentence.
Work. Yeah.
So the it was kind of hard to find on Google. So if you go to our website for the link, or it's graphic-impressions.org/project/condemnation/. Sorry, those are backslashes. But we'll have it linked on the website too, which you can find if you're on our Instagram and just go to the link.
Yes. Okay, the tattoo artist's handle on Instagram is Barbara Simlinger.
Barbara.
Anyway, great.
Okay. Call out. What's that buzz?
Chris Estrada texted me.
Chris?
What's up, hottie? Okay, great.
You do the
McLean's
thing.
"From our friends at McLean's Printmaking Supplies, Print Day in May. May 4th is the annual global celebration of printmaking. On Print Day in May, printmakers from around the world make prints and share their experiences with others. Participating is easy. Just make a print on the first Saturday in May. To be eligible for prizes, many orgs that donate to Print Day in May have prizes available. Simply share your Print Day creation with the Print Day in May hashtag spelled out fully Print Day in May. This year, McLean's is giving away a $300 gift certificate," that's crazy, "to a relief print with the hashtag. Put both the hashtag, tag McLean's, and their handle is at McLean's.printmaking.supplies. Great. Love.
Yeah.
Go collect your prizes, babies.
May the 4th be with you.
Literally.
Got some call for entries here.
Let's do it.
Paperworks 2024 is at the BJ Spoke Gallery in Huntington, New York. They're accepting work on paper in any form, literally, like very broad, works made on paper, of paper, or about paper, cut paper, folded paper, woven paper, glued paper, how many times do I say paper?
Paper.
Drawings, paintings, pastels, printmaking, photography, paper sculpture, 3D, bound books, collage, mixed media, video, and installation. Eligibility criteria, artists who use paper as their primary medium, as a substrate, or as the subject of a video. Do you make some work that utilizes the concept of paper that is hard to get into exhibitions? Or perhaps, like, sometimes video work can be hard to get into exhibitions.
That's true.
This is for you, BB. Applications are due June 5th, so you got plenty of time here.
Yeah. It's on Cafe, so
yeah,
check it
and
out.
Linked on our website. I'm just plugging our website a lot.
Hell yeah. All right, 2024 MCBA Prize, an International Artists Book Award. The MCBA Prize, presented by Minnesota Center for Book Arts, honors excellence in new work from across the dynamic spectrum of book art. The international competition will culminate in an exhibition in MCBA's main gallery of 20 to 30 selected semifinalists and a live virtual event revealing the winner. One winner will receive $2,000 cash prize. Four finalists will each receive $500, and all entries will be published on the prize site. Like their website?
Turn that off to put a sweatshirt on. Yeah, I think on their website.
Okay. Cool. Important note, only book projects completed between June 2022 and May 31st, 2024 are eligible. And the due date for this is May 31st.
I'm frantically trying to finish a thing so I can put it in there. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I hope you get that too.
It's Risograph, so yeah. I just got to stitch it together.
Not.
No, just poop it out.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh my God, High Point.
High Point.
High Point.
High Point Center for Printmaking has their Standout Prints Exhibition 2024. Call for entries. They're excited to announce the sixth installment of the biennial international juried print exhibition. Opening in the fall of 2024, this exhibition will fill High Point's 1,000 plus square foot gallery space with select impressions of contemporary printmaking. The deadline is June 27th. There's more than $2,000 in cash prizes, purchase awards, and retail gift certificates to be awarded. This is an exhibition of unframed work, and that's because High Point just does, they want it to look really seamless, so they just put plexiglass over everything, so it'll be protected. Artists must be 18 years of age or older, and work must have been completed since 2020. While non-traditional and or digital output is accepted as a print element, submissions must utilize one or more traditional print techniques, of which they list lithography, relief, intaglio, screen printing, monotype, letterpress. Three-dimensional work may be submitted, and work may not exceed 48 inches in any direction. And a link on our website. Buddy,
oh, yeah.
Oscar is...
He's headbutting.
He's headbutting to get on my lap.
We've got Miniprint Cantabria.
I'm sorry if there's typos in this. I was taking it from... It's pieced together, sorry.
Okay. That's cool. The 2024 theme is The Sea and Lighthouses. Please note, this is a juried exhibition where you are sending the physical prints in for jurying, and they need to be postmarked by July 31st with an online registration completed. The award is open to all printmaking disciplines, including digital printed artwork. The general theme is the sea and lighthouses, but this does not imply that the artwork must be figurative. The image and the paper must not exceed, it says 20 by 20 centimeters, mm-hmm. but then it says 7.8 inches.
That's how they do it in Z Europe. It's almost 8 inches. 7.8.
Okay, work.
Yeah.
So, work. Okay. The work needs to be unframed. The following prizes will be awarded. First prize, 4,000 euros. Second prize, 1,500 euro. Third prize, 500 euro. And then the Mar Cantabrico Award is 500 euro. This prize will be awarded to a work by an artist from Cantabria. Great. There's a PDF with many details not stated here on their website, so you can read that. And it's linked on our website. The deadline's July 31st.
Yeah, I remember being maybe in grad school, and there was a lot of exhibitions where you had to send the physical work in to be juried.
Yeah.
And didn't do online stuff, so it's kind of a callback.
Yeah.
That PDX Zine Symposium coming up. I think I might call it a Zine Fest. Anyway, it's a symposium. Makes it sound more
fancy.
Yeah.
Pinky profesh. In the air.
What'd you say? Pinky in the air?
Pinky in the air.
For a second, I thought you said pinky in the brain. I'm like, how related? This year's symposium will take place on September 21st and 22nd at PSU in the Smith Ballroom. Never been there, but I think it's big. It's a pretty easy form to fill out. I didn't do it yet, but it just is. I looked at it. Requires a link to view your work. You don't even need to, like, upload anything. And they don't specify it needs to be the work presented, the work that will be there. So, and a neat thing they're doing this year is not creating a designated map, so you can table with your buds next to your buds instead of being all the way across the room.
Love
so that's
that.
Pretty tight. And deadline for that is May 15th, so that one's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, Crafting the Future Microgrants. Open call for microgrants and special project grants up to $500. These are to fund new and pre-existing projects which support artists of color to access opportunities for art education, career expansion, networking, and personal development. The funds are completely unrestricted. We love to see it. Applications are due May 15th. And then there's macro grants, and the macro grants are up to $10,000. Yeah. Eligible grant applicants are not required to be classified as tax-exempt public charities, but must be providing services accessible to the public and in line with the purposes of the macro grant as provided in this application. Cool.
Go get you some money.
Get you some money, honey.
Malowney Printing, our PDX buddies, is pleased to announce an open call for their 24-25 studio apprenticeship program. This year they will select two individuals. Ooh. That makes it sound like they only did one previously.
I think from what I've seen, yeah, they okay. just do one.
For studio apprenticeships, this program aims to provide awardees with the skills needed to pursue a graduate level program, a master printer program, or the creation of their own print studio and studio practice. Awardees receive a monthly stipend, separate stipend for supplies, 24/7 access to the equipment and studio, designated studio space, and mentorship from the master printers and visiting artists. Successful candidates show a strong passion for the traditional printmaking, a keen awareness of social justice issues, and the role of printmaking in addressing inequalities. Applications are due May 31st. Learn more about the program from a PDF on their website, which we will link in our website.
I'm just going to put a little note here.
Yeah.
To the PNCA students who are inevitably going to ask me for letters of rec for this, I will only write you a letter of rec if you ask me a month out from when it's due.
Boom. Yes.
That is a boundary I have set after being asked for things like this. With a week of time.
No.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I am a human with jobs and passions and stuff to do.
And you honestly do not want someone to just shit out a letter of rec. You
literally
want that thing to be crafted
you
well.
You have to ask me a month ahead of time or yeah. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings to you. All right. Under shows, we have P.
I forgot to delete the rest of that section.
That's cool.
I don't remember what that he was even from.
It's all right. Let's do jobs.
It's just one.
Oh, it's just.
It's just
oh, it
one.
Is.
There's just multiple bullet points. Yeah.
Well, do you want to read the whole thing, or do you want to just do like the first? You want to do an overview? You want to read the whole thing?
Let's just do an overview because right. You know, if you want to know more about this, go to the website.
Literally.
Yeah. High Point.
High Point is hiring an education programs manager. Apps are due May 8th. You should definitely go look at that job description and go get hired.
I knew multiple people that did that job when I lived in Minneapolis. So it's like there's a main It's wild, that place. It's like, yeah, there's the pro shop, they call it, where they do the contract printing.
Yeah.
It's funny that they call it the pro shop, because it's like, I'm sorry, what like, am I?
It also sounds like skateboarding. The pro shop.
Then there's the main studio where all the co-op members could use it. And then there was a separate print studio that had a flywheel press. And I think they everybody shared the dark room.
They've got but three pro shops?
Kind of. That's it's just crazy. A separate classroom.
I want to visit there like, sometime.
It's just managing all of the education programs, and sometimes it's high school or sometimes it's public programming.
Yeah.
They have this thing called Free Ink Day that I think is coming up soon.
Frank Day.
Cool. Yeah. So check out their website for more information.
Stunning. Well, Edith, we've been potting for 54 minutes and 5 seconds.
Damn.
I know.
Okay.
It. Yes.
We also, I really like these microphones. I feel so professional. I know, even though professional we're just like sitting baddies. In my living room, it feels very professional.
I hope it sounds really good.
Let's all see right. ourselves out of here.
Go make a fucking print.
Okay, why love you.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Newsprint Pod. You can find us on Instagram at Newsprint Pod, at eoverturf, and at Cami York. You can find us online at newsprintpod.com. Please like and subscribe. Thank you and keep printing.